bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
And good morning from Sandy and Joey. Joey Lunderman is here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Joey, I find it exciting to hear some of these calls about citrus trees and fruit trees. I think we're all getting anxious about, you know, what we're going to produce this year. So it's kind of fun to watch. I personally love the citrus trees and getting that, you know, just being able to go out in the backyard and pull a lime or a lemon off of a tree is just, it's such an exciting, for me, it's a really fun part of gardening and landscaping. So say somebody's out there thinking about a citrus tree or a fruit tree. Which one would you recommend for a starter person on that?
Citrus trees are really easy, except for the part that you have to protect them from really cold winters.
Right.
So, you know, they can be grown in a pot with great ease, pretty low maintenance. They self-pollinating. They pretty much take care of themselves, except for a little bit of fertilizer and watering.
And that's important to know. You can get one citrus tree.
Yep.
And I'm going to repot. I'm going to get another one. I've got a couple out there, but I'm going to definitely put one in a pot because I've been having to protect. And we lost some beautiful mature ones during that 21 freeze or whatever it was that we had inherited. So we kind of had to start over. And I started over in the ground, which I regret. I think one of them is still okay, but I'm definitely going to get a citrus into a pot, a new one, and try it that way. Now, what about my peach tree? We just had a caller talking about the peach tree. Should I be seeing buds on now?
It's a little early, but okay. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
You know, it's been pretty mild since the Christmas freeze. We hadn't had much cold weather,
right.
So the, you know, trees and plants already think it's spring.
Oh, yeah. So, I know they're kind of confused, like the rest of us, you know, like going into our closet. Okay, what time of year is it now? All right. Well, that's fun. So citrus and fruit trees are super fun to start with. And you can go to any of our Home Show Garden Pros and they'll guide you on, you know, how to get it started in the ground if you want to do that or in pots. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Maureen on the line. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning. I bought a flat of strawberries.
Uh-huh.
And I prepared the garden through the instruction of Enchanted Forest. So I hope I'm on the right track.
Yay!
But everybody looks good. I, you know, get real personal with my plants. of course, kidding. But I just heard the beginning of the show, and I got a different impression about what I should have done. Do they need to be covered?
No, strawberry plants are really cold tolerant. They went through that last freeze we had, the Christmas freeze, uncovered. So they should not need to be protected from the cold unless it just gets super duper cold.
Okay. I do have some pre-existing strawberry plants, and that's why I decided to go ahead and do more of them because my garden only feeds me. So this is a wonderful thing.
Oh, that is so
that
fun.
That I'm planning on, yeah. And I did, I think Sherry was on a couple of weeks back, and that particular day we were expecting rain also, and she said, get those seedlings. And now I have all these seedlings, and I have that heartbreaking task of weeding out and just leaving behind one or two. So I'm thinking when I'm taking out and supposedly removing the ones that are going to be tossed, that I might try some of the little lettuce bowls. And I didn't know if I had to do anything special since they were really so tiny.
Not necessarily. Just be gentle when you try to thin them out or separate them. But they can definitely go in a decent-sized pot or some sort of bowl. Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay. So anything that started growing already, because it's carrots, several varieties of the lettuce, and I just want to do the right thing. Because I didn't figure out too well when we had the freeze earlier, you know, around the holidays. And so I'm anxious to jump right on it as soon as it, and not take, you know, a chance.
So it sounds
so
like
the frost cloth didn't nothing for me.
Ooh, okay.
So I was just trying to see. Now, of course, you know, I was one of those overprepared and have had the frost cloth, and I'm thinking, well, maybe they went on to a different product line. I don't remember how much the frost cost me. You know, I just paid whatever the going price was at that time. But it's about 8 years that I've been able to, because I bought so much, utilize it.
So maybe I'm wondering, do frost cost, do they degenerate a little bit?
Well, if they're protected from the weather, they should be fine.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, if it's going to get really, really cold, it helps to put a double layer of the frost cloth, and that'll definitely add a whole lot more protection. I covered my vegetable garden with a, you know, some were two layers, some were three layers even, and you couldn't even tell that it froze.
Yeah, so keep those. Just be ready. I mean, because we might have another freeze coming up.
That's what I'll do. If I get it in my head what I should be doing and I do it immediately, usually everything's fine for me.
Yes. Well, I love the garden. I love that you're growing those veggies for you. Now, Maureen, do you have another question?
I did, but if I need to hold on, I'm not going to do that. So do you want me to hang on?
Yes.
Hang on
if you've got a minute, because we've got to jump out of here for just a moment, and then we will return after this.
Who needs a generator after hurricane season? Only someone wanting dependable electricity. Consider this. Wind and growing power grid demand are more likely to put you in the dark. Unless there's a generator behind your house. Tom trusts KISS Generators. KISS services all generators, replacing filters, checking oil and your battery, plus performs Kohler generator software updates. Because what good is your generator if it doesn't start? KISS keeps yours ready. Isn't it time you knew the power of a KISS? KISSGenerators.com.
One thing I like about Jeff, he listens intently.
Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts with Trifection.
Wanted to be very sure that he understood exactly what was important to me.
Trifection kitchen and bathroom remodeling and room addition projects start quietly.
He would ask maybe an open-ended question, and he'd sit there.
We believe projects have to begin right.
They were very responsive and bent over backwards
to finish to Trifection's higher standard.
Everything is just done perfectly.
Because it's your home.
I very much appreciated that.
We're Trifection, online at trifection.net.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And happy gardening on this Saturday morning with Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens this morning at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And Joey, we've got Maureen on the line. Maureen, you were talking to us about your strawberries and your veggie garden, and we're going to double cover if we have another freeze. And what else was on your mind?
Okay. I have been relatively long-time listeners. So when Danny was hosting, he had a gentleman on. I think it was either the fellow that's speaking now or his brother.
Okay.
But I wanted to talk about how to take care of my tools. The last couple of years, I've been off not giving them cleaning and sharpening attention. So what I remembered was somebody said, just get a bucket with sand in it. Now, this is the part I'm not sure. And put a little bit of oil in there and just take your shovel or whatever implement and kind of drag it up and down to oil it and to clean it so that it doesn't rust. And unfortunately, I saw a little bit of rust, and that's why I'm asking.
Uh-oh. So, Joey, how do you take care of your tools?
I've never heard of the sand in a bucket trick, but that sounds like it could work. I don't know. Sand, you know, might, if you're putting, you know, shears or pruners in there, the sand, you know, could dull them at some point, or, you know, get into the mechanism of it. So that would be the only thing I could think of that would be a drawback on that. But, you know, you can wash them with hot water and then get a paper towel with something simple like vegetable oil even on it. You know, that's an oil that will keep things from rusting.
Oh.
So any type of oil like that, you know, I would stay away from, you know, the petroleum type oils just because you're going to be using it on your edibles for some of it anyway.
Yeah.
So I would use like vegetable oil.
And how often do you have to sharpen the tools?
Yes. That's what I wanted to segue to.
Depends on how much you use them.
Okay.
But they should last for a really long time.
Yeah.
There are sharpening services. I don't really know of one. I think there's there used to be a sharpening service at the Ace Hardware near Pecan Grove on 359.
Oh, okay.
So you might check there.
All right. Do you sell tools at Enchanted
Forest? We do sell pruners and shears and things like that.
Yeah, so you're a one-stop shop too.
But if you get the good ones, you know, you don't need to sharpen those things for a long time.
Yeah. So really just keeping them clean, you know, from clutter is our big deal.
Not losing them. That's my biggest problem.
Oh, my gosh, not losing them. Oh, my Lord. Yes, where the dogs find them. Yes. Well, does that help?
That's perfect.
Good.
That's perfect.
Good.
I just couldn't remember because I was thinking about the oil, and I said, I don't think it was motor oil.
No.
Clarify that. No, I know. I got you loud and clear.
Good.
And I do have a little gardening notebook, and so I just grabbed that. So I'll make a few notes.
Well,
so
good.
I'll continue listening.
Thanks for your call.
I just love gardening.
Oh, well, thanks for your call and your enthusiasm.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And if you are just tuning into us, you can give Joey Linderman a call at 281-833-3333. And to remind everybody, this is a knowledge co-op. And we have experts rotating through here on every Saturday morning. And you've got Joey Linderman here this morning from the Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, both locations. And you've heard from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. They are west out in Katy. You've heard from Sherry at Plants for All Seasons, which is north, just off of 249, easy to find. And Nature's Way Resources, which is way north between the Woodlands and Conroe. You heard from Shelby and John Ferguson last week. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you can give Joey a call at 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Water less. Cold times are hibernation times for plants. Help them rest. Water lightly, at most once a week. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You can reach Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens this morning in the studio at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Joey, we were just talking to Maureen a few minutes ago, and I was reminded by somebody who sent me a message about sharpening tools that Circle Saw also sharpens tools. They are in the North Loop at Ella. So if anybody wants to, you know, drive up there and they've really had them a long time and they want them sort of nurtured and taken care of, it's Circle Saw. So I don't know if Maureen is still listening, who can also sharpen tools. And Joey, we have got Debbie on the line. Good morning, Debbie. What do you have for Joey?
Good morning.
Good morning.
First, for Maureen, I have heard the sand in a bucket.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Years ago. Yeah. And you can even store your tools in there to prevent rust.
Oh.
And there was an oil used.
Okay.
So it's been around a long time.
Yes, but not a petroleum kind of oil.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes. Correct.
I think
a new question. I have never heard asparagus mentioned.
Oh.
I have some in the ground that has not started coming up yet after the freeze. And I have some in a pot that's probably 4 feet tall that came up since the freeze. Is it too late to put it in the ground? Do I have to wait another year?
No, not at all. You can go ahead and put it in the ground. This is actually the best time of year to plant asparagus. So go ahead and get it in the ground.
Oh, good. And I don't have to cut it back before I plant it?
I wouldn't think so. You know, it should be fine.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Well, bye.
Bye. So that's a fun one to plant also, asparagus.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when you can go out in the garden and pick your own asparagus.
Yes, because that's one thing that at the store, it really is pricey.
Mm-hmm. It takes a little bit to get them established to where you can, you know, start harvesting. So it's the first season, you're not supposed to pick anything at all. You're supposed to just let it get established and grow. But, I mean, it can last for years and years and years.
Really?
It's something that you don't have to replant.
Okay.
So when you plant it, make sure it's a long-term home for it.
Okay. All righty. Well, and like she said, she had some in the ground. And I think the ones in the ground are new ones, maybe. She said it made it through the freeze. And then she's got the potted ones that she's going to put into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first year when you plant them, so you say leave them. Do you need to cut them or anything?
No, you'll just let the foliage grow. And the more foliage it has, the more it's able to get energy from the sun and, you know, establish itself, you know, up top and the roots below the soil.
Oh, fun. And I have never tried asparagus, but I'm going to do that because I love cooking asparagus. But I'm one of those people who doesn't eat the entire stem. So for me, it's a pricey veggie.
Yeah. Yep, it can add up.
I think I need to figure out how to season those stalks a little better so I can take all of it in.
Right.
Yes. Well, thanks for the call, Debbie. And, you know, I'm here with Joey Linderman, Home Show Garden Pros, and if you're just now listening, this is a knowledge co-op, and we rotate these experts through here who take your calls and your questions at 281-833-3333. We also have a website, homeshowgardenpros.com. People can go in and they can send questions to us at Ask a Pro button, and as Joey mentioned earlier, all of our Home Show Garden Pros have Facebook pages and Instagram pages, and it's wonderful to go and find them and follow them because you will get ideas and you will get information that is invaluable, especially during the freeze. I know all of you, Nelson's, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, and Nature's Way Resources all posted helpful information on what we should be doing before the freezes. So follow us all on those Facebook and Instagram pages. It's a great resource. Now, Joey, if folks are just now tuning in and they maybe haven't caught you before on the radio, can you tell me how you got started in gardening? I know the history because you've said it before, but, you know, we have new listeners all the time. So how did it start with Joey?
It started a long time ago with Joey.
Right.
My parents used to have a nursery long, long ago in a little town called DeWalt, which is near Missouri City. On Highway 6. They both had full-time jobs during the week, and they had a nursery on the weekends.
And then the nursery.
In addition to raising five kids.
Wow.
Just, you know, in their spare time, right?
And it was a public nursery.
I mean, at that point. Yeah, they would open on the weekends, sold mostly tropical plants, indoor type plants. Okay. You know, all that good stuff. I remember going, you know, on our family vacations, we would go on plant shopping trips.
Oh, and yeah.
Maybe have a little fun after the plant shopping was done or the looking around. I was on lots of plant shopping trips. So that's where basically it began.
It began there. That is so cool. So you all were in it before you even really knew you were in it.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. And then which one was first, Enchanted Gardens or Enchanted Forest?
Enchanted Gardens.
Did your parents start that?
That was actually my high school job was building, you know, some of the structures out there. So
I love that.
I don't know anything else.
Oh, that is so great.
Yep.
And how many siblings are in the business?
Me and my brother, Danny.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Great. So,
and then my nephew, Clay.
Oh, that's
Danny's,
right.
Danny's son.
He does the houseplants, right?
He does. Indoor. Yeah. He's big into houseplants. Sure enough.
Yeah. Great. Well, anyway, I love to remind people of the stories because for me, that connection is really, really fun and interesting. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Ann and Scott.
Flying cars, they promised them. We ain't got them. But we can get the world's smartest motorized pergola. They're better. Structure Outdoors motorized pergolas rotate their louvers 130 degrees, dialing in perfect sun or shade. Those interlocking louvers mean leak-proof protection in the rain. Flying cars? Who needs them? Probably hard to park. Structure luxury pergolas, on the other hand, let you enjoy your backyard every day, whatever the weather. Get some structure in your life at homeshowradio.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a few moments. Good morning. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We can help you with your container design, your landscape, freshening it up, adding beautiful flowers, and if you just want to improve your grass. If you're late on your planting, we still have plenty of pansies available.
And you know, when we have a very stressful event, our plants are just like people, right? When you're stressed out and you get sick, you need to up your nutrition game. A nice chicken noodle soup, right? So we want to increase our minerals in our body to help fight off and increase our immune system. That's exactly what we're going to be doing with our plants. We need to feed and increase the mineral content, like give them a vitamin shot, and that will help their recovery.
So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We're here to help you with all your lawn and garden solutions. The best way is if we can get our eyes on it. So take your pictures, bring your samples, and we'll help you come up with the best solution to your lawn and garden needs. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And happy gardening. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. We appreciate you listening, and we love your calls. And Joey, we have got a couple of people waiting for you. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I am just great.
Good.
Thank you. I appreciate you. All the things you do for everybody.
Well, thanks.
I have azaleas that were really established, getting large. So I cut them back quite a bit last year, and I didn't even cover them this year. I really didn't realize how cold it was going to get for the length of time, so I'm guilty there. But they have kind of a mound of roots, and I don't see a lot on some of them, growth, any kind of little hint of life there. So they are cut back, but and then they have a lot of the dead areas that froze back. So what is it? Are they going to be able to survive, or should I just dig them up and have new ones?
Hard to tell without looking at them. There are some damaged azaleas out there, but not all of them are damaged. So what I would do is I would take your thumbnail and scratch the stems, start at the top and kind of work your way down. If it's green under the, you know, green under the little bark there, then they should come back. If it's brown at the tips and then it, you know, at some point turns green under there, then you'll need to cut all that brown growth off, and that'll encourage the new growth to come out down below where it's green.
When did, Anne, when did you, you said you cut them. When did you cut them last year?
Oh, probably several times, because I didn't want them to get big. They had just gotten so big. You know, in front of my house, I really like the windows to, you know, not have a lot of height in front of them. It just seems to date your house.
Right.
Although they've always been real hardy. But
yeah. So have you done the scratch test yet?
Well, Joey's talking I have about? On some things,
okay.
But I have not done that. I see on some of the plants, I see some green leaves kind of coming up, so there's hope for some of them. But what would give them a little lift and kind of get them going?
At this point in the season, I would use some sort of mild liquid organic fertilizer, one of the Fox Farms products or the MicroLife Ocean Harvest would be good. There's also another one called Has to Grow that I've had real good success with. But something mild and organic. You don't want to put any chemical fertilizers on them at this point because they're already stressed out, and that could you know, even hurt them more if you do that.
Great. So do you have some of the liquid fertilizer?
I do. I have the MicroLife, a lot of their products.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that'll get me going. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck on those azaleas. Hopefully they're going to be beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks, Ann. Well, I love the MicroLife seaweed and the liquid fertilizers. They're magical. So we have got Scott on the line. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Happy Saturday. Can you believe it's the 21st of January?
I know.
It is just time's flying by. I have two things.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. Listen to you every Saturday. I do in-home sales, so I'm working every Saturday. And I heard your comment about the asparagus.
Yes.
I'm a chef, and I got a recipe for you.
Ooh.
Yes, it's expensive, especially if you don't eat the entire stock.
Oh, right? No. Teach me how to eat the entire stock.
Yeah, you only get 50% of your money, right?
I know. So,
Here's how you do it. You put some extra virgin olive oil over it, and I'm not advertising for anything. Here,
okay.
It's not dropping anybody. But Uncle Chris's, go to HEB, put some Uncle Chris's in it, throw it in a Ziploc bag, put it in the refrigerator for a couple of hours, pull it out, put it on mesquite wood,
ooh,
or charcoal, and put feta cheese over it. Al dente, take it off. And you're going to eat the whole entire stock and get your money for it.
Oh, yeah. You put feta cheese on it for me, and I think I'm a happy girl.
All right. There you go.
Well,
but I do have a question.
Okay. What's your question?
With our recent cold front that we had, I wouldn't call it a freeze, but it was pretty much a freeze. My oleanders are dead.
Well, hang on.
I worked so hard from the last freeze that we had 2 years ago, which I'm sure everybody can remember.
Oh, yeah.
To bring them back, I cut them all the way down. Well, they grew back. I was very, you know, very pleased that they're pretty hardy from what I'm seeing, but they're brown and I think they're dead. I need some advice. What can I do to bring my oleanders back? Because they're a big staple in front of my home.
Yeah.
I have two big oleanders and it kind of just makes my whole front property look beautiful.
Yeah,
I would guess that they would come back at ground level. It was a little bit different situation with this year's freeze versus 2021. There was at least snow insulating the root systems a couple of years ago. This year it was kind of a dry freeze, so that's why we saw some damage in some plants this year that we didn't see last time. But I would do the scratch test, you know, scratch the stem, work your way down to where it turns green, and then cut it back there. But I would find it hard to believe that they wouldn't come back from at least at the ground level. Being that they still have all their roots below ground, they should shoot right back up pretty quick once it warms up.
Okay. Real quick, one more. The knockoff roses.
Oh,
they're
yeah?
They're gone. You think they're going to come back?
They should be fine, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those are so good. I love those plants. I mean, it's almost hard to kill them. You can't really kill them, right?
Yeah, that's a fact. But, yeah, you know, mid-February is the rule of thumb, like Valentine's Day, to cut back roses in our area. So you can trim them back, you know, 25 to 50% even.
Yeah, so leave those knockout roses alone. You all know, right. One thing, Scott.
I love 610. I love y'all in the morning. Oh. You do a fantastic job.
Well, thanks. I have got a follow-up on that oleander, Joey, because I'm glad you mentioned that about the roots. As long as the oleander roots were, you know, in the ground, because I lost one that had gotten so big, it was kind of leaning over, and I just ignored it during this freeze because there were so much other things to do. And I'm wondering if that one is probably more vulnerable than the others. Cause I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't really protected. Whereas the other ones are in the ground sturdy. They're still standing up straight, but like Scott says, they look really sad.
Yeah, all oleanders are pretty sad looking this time of year. But I would think most of the oleanders are going to come back. If they were in a pot where their roots are exposed to the cold above ground, then I wouldn't think they would come back.
Okay, but, so Scott and I have our brown leaves on our oleanders right now. Wait to cut them back because we might have another freeze?
I would, for the most part, wait to cut them back unless they're just hideous looking and you can't stand to look at them anymore. Cut them back a little bit, but not all the way. Give it a couple of weeks, and then you can start.
Okay, give it a couple of weeks. I like the scratch test, right?
Yes.
Figure out where it's green and then cut there, right? So give it a couple of.
Yeah, because we may still have a freeze, so we don't want to make it vulnerable. Is that why we wouldn't want to cut it too far?
The top growth that's brown, it's still kind of insulating the rest of it for when we do get another freeze. So that's why you want to leave it there.
Okay. So Scott, you and I are going to look at our ugly brown for a while, and we're going to hang in there with those oleanders. Because I do love my oleanders, and they grow fast, and they are beautiful. So, well, thanks for your call, Scott.
Yeah. Hey, big fan. Love what y'all do. You're exceptional. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
So, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I have the privilege of sitting here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He has driven up here to be in the studio to answer your calls and your questions about your lawn and garden, and we have had great calls, such a variety. So give us a call, and we will return after this.
Wanting a new house but worried about the rising interest rates and seller's market conditions? Hi, I'm Caleb McCullum with Home Exterior Systems. We give you a brand new house at the same old address. Transform the exterior of your home with James Hardy siding. Hardy lasts longer, holds paint better, and gives you a low-maintenance curb appeal like no other siding product. As a trusted home show pro of Tom Tynan and a winner of the highest award from Guild Quality, Home Exterior Systems is proven and guaranteed.
Before the sun rises, Jim's out of bed, out the door, on the road, and up a ladder. That's because he's an ideal guy, an ideal roofing services guy on a mission. That's what it takes to earn GAF Master Elite status. A laser-focused, up-with-the-sun-on-the-roof, get-it-right work ethic. What's that get you? A better roof with a better warranty. You could pay someone else less for a roof and get less of a roof. Or go for the ideal, just like Jim and his team at Ideal Roofing Services. IdealRoofingServices.com.
Give your plants and flower beds a winter blanket of mulch. It helps plants keep warm in winter. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Well, the best defense is an offense, or is it a best offense is a defense? I'm not sure. But anyway, MicroLife, it is a great way to take care of our lawns and gardens. It is for your yard, landscaping. They are all hungry after fighting all of nature's stressors. And we had a stressful summer. We had a stressful freeze. So MicroLife is there for you. Feed your lawn and garden what they need. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Add MicroLife liquids, MicroLife MicroGrow. delivers this daily, this highest nutrition possible without burning your plants or lawns. That's what is so special about organic MicroLife. It's all organic. It's safe for you. It's safe for your children. It's safe for your pets. For healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. Find all of your MicroLife products at Home Show Garden Pro. Find the locations of your neighborhood Home Show Garden Pros. Carry them all at MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Well, and good morning, everybody. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can reach Joey Linderman this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. He is here with us in the studio taking your calls and your questions. And that phone number is good for Tom Tynan in the next hour at 281-833-3333. We're talking everything outside. Tom Tynan will talk about everything inside a little bit later. But we have had a great variety of phone calls. We had someone who called in with 200 acres and he had an issue with his berms around his pond. And we've talked about fruit trees and citrus trees. And now is a great time to plant veggies, to go out and buy your fruit trees. So what is your favorite fruit tree, Joey?
Oh, goodness. That's a good question. Lots of them.
Lots of them. Well, and I've gotten a peach and I've gotten apple from you, which I love. And like I said, I need to come out and I need to, I think I want another lemon tree.
Yeah, I would put the brakes on the citrus for now.
Okay.
Until, you know, we're free and clear from the winter for sure.
From the freeze.
You know, citrus trees, young citrus trees are grown in greenhouses. So They have never known anything colder than 75 degrees.
Yeah.
So even a, you know, a light freeze on the first, you know, few weeks that it's out of a greenhouse would just kind of set it back.
Right.
So citrus really thrive in the heat. So that's something that you can plant even all the way through the summer. So I would wait till early March on the majority of the citrus.
Okay.
Late February for sure. Just check the long-term forecast in late February. And If it looks good, then you can kind of ease into it.
Right.
Stone fruit like peaches, pears, plums, apples, things like that, they would rather be planted when they're dormant. So, you know, right now is the best time.
Okay.
And going back to my favorite, I don't know what my favorite is, but it might be this multi-grafted apple that I planted in my yard the other day. Oh. Two varieties on one tree, so you don't have to have the two varieties to pollinate.
No way!
Yep. Yeah.
And what's it called?
They're multi-grafted trees. I can't remember what. I think it had Anna and Dorset on the same tree.
Because the Anna is what I bought from you guys before.
So if you only have room for one tree but want an apple, you know, that needs a pollinator, that's your solution.
Well, that is fun.
Mm-hmm. And we've also got multi-grafted plum trees and peach trees.
That is so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And those we can plant in the ground right now because
right
they now like to be planted dormant.
Yep.
Okay, but if I want to get my citrus tree, I can get it and put it in the pot because that's where I'm going to grow it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you're going to do that, then you can go ahead and do it now.
Okay. I love that multi-grafted. What a great idea, because we've had a couple of callers who said, okay, you know, what was it that he – I can't remember which one he planted and he wasn't sure if he'd gotten
the pear
tree. I think maybe he didn't have a pollinating one.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a fun solution.
Yep.
Okay, now stone fruits, is it okay if I plant them in a pot also? Like if I have a small patio or
you
balcony?
Would want to get a dwarf variety to plant in a pot.
Okay.
Not all types of trees come in dwarf varieties, but some of them do.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're going to keep it in a pot long term, it definitely needs to be a dwarf variety because some of the stone fruit will get, you know, 15, 20 feet tall. And
really tall.
You're never going to keep that thing standing up in a pot.
They seem a little more hardy for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's our citrus that obviously, think about citrus, you know, they like that heat. They don't like those freezes.
They don't like it cold.
Right, right. Okay, well, that is great to know. And I love the idea about the multi-grafted stone fruits that you have. So keep that in mind. And is that unique to Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens?
I'm sure that some of the other Home Pro Garden shows have some of the multi-grafted ones also.
Great.
But they're not, you know, not really common for sure.
Okay. All righty. Well, look out for those. We get educated on something new every time we have the show. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 is what you are listening to right now. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Your projects begin here. The Houston Home and Garden Show, presented by Shell Federal Credit Union. February 3rd through 5th at NRG Park. 3 days only for great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. See Junk Gypsy Design Sisters and Round Top residents Amy and Jolie Sykes, appearing Friday and Saturday. Plus, learn how to design and maintain your garden at the Gardening Feature. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, don't miss the Houston Home and Garden Show at NRG Park. Buy tickets early and save at HoustonHomeAndGardenShow.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita.
And Mary. Hey, Mom, do you know what season this is?
It's bed building season.
That's right. These periods of mild weather are a great time to get out there and build new garden beds.
Not only that, but it's also a great time to refresh your existing bed.
Now, how do you do that?
First, prune back and remove all the mushy stuff from the past freeze. Next, check your woody shrubs for life.
That's right. By using the scratch test, just scratch back a bit of the bark, and if it's green underneath, the plant's still alive, and you just leave it alone until spring.
Next, add Humates Plus for MicroLife, and additionally, add a half inch to 1 inch of Nature's Way leaf mold compost.
You can also add 3 to 4 inches of pine straw to suppress winter weed growth.
An alternate method would be to use a pre-emergent to keep weed seeds from germinating.
And you can find all your bed building needs here at Nelson Nursery,
including some prescriptions for your freeze-stressed plants.
Yes, we have the Boomerang comeback formula from Fox Farm and MicroLife liquid fertilizers that help strengthen your plants after they've been through that stress of the freeze.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
You can find us.
And now back to Sandy and Joey.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You are listening to, this is a co-op of our locally owned and operated nurseries. We have got Joey Linderman here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He's been with us all morning taking your calls. And you've also heard from the Nelsons at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Plants for All Seasons with Sherry Hera up on 249. And Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center between the Woodlands and Conroe. And we've had all sorts of calls here this morning, Joey. We haven't touched on trees. Just planting trees. Say, you know, there's a west part of someone's property that they want a little more shade. Can I plant trees now? Should I wait?
Yeah, now's a great time to plant them. A lot of the trees are still dormant, so it's good to plant them now. Okay. It's going to be easier on you and the tree to plant it now. You won't have to water it as much. The tree can get some roots established before the heat of the summer comes along.
Okay.
Now's a great time to plant.
Good. Now, when I plant it and I dig the hole needs to be how much larger than the base of the roots that I'm taking it out of the pot of?
The main thing is you need to have enough room all the way around it to where you can put the soil back in without having any voids or air pockets in it. So okay. Usually that's about, you know, I'd say 8 inches all the way around.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, twice as big as the diameter of the pot is a pretty good rule of thumb.
All right. And when you plant a tree, do you put anything inside the hole? Do you put fertilizers or do you put them on top or do you
I would put
spray?
Them on top.
Okay.
You don't want it to make direct contact with the roots because, if it's a chemical fertilizer, it can burn the roots.
Ooh, okay.
So I would take the soil that you dig out of the hole, put it in a wheelbarrow, and then get some sort of compost or planting mix and kind of mix with that native soil and use that mixture of compost and native soil to backfill the hole.
Okay.
That compost will help break up some of the clay particles or the big chunks of, you know, whatever type of soil you have in there and also add a little bit of nutrients to encourage those roots to spread out.
Okay. All righty. And that's more comforting to it than just plopping some fertilizer in there with it.
Yeah. And
I
then
get
you
it.
Can, you know, put some sort of fertilizer on top.
On top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tree planting, we can do that right now too.
Yep.
And that's awesome. Well, I've noticed my, my red maples in the back, literally 4 or 5 days ago, nothing. You know, I mean, they look, they're of course, it's winter for them. and they're chilling out with no leaves and everything. And I walked by them the other day, and I already have some little buds on them.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, it's so happy.
It changes fast.
Yeah, it changes so quickly. So it's really fun to see. This is Home Show Garden Pros. And like I mentioned earlier, we've got a Facebook page, and so do our all of our Home Show Garden Pros have a Facebook page and Instagrams that you can follow them all and learn so much information. And if you're not quite sure who all of our pros are, go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and we have links to all of them, and you can follow all of them. And Joey, we get questions, frequent questions online from folks who go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and we've got one from Candace here, and she wants to know what is the best fertilizer for her zoysia grass. And then she follows up by saying that her dogs go to the bathroom on the grass and she wants to know what to do. Well, let's stick with the zoysia grass fertilizer. What can she do to enrich that?
Well, the best fertilizer definitely is not dog pee. I can guarantee
burned.
You that.
Yes.
So zoysia will take the same fertilizer as, you know, Bermuda or St. Augustine, either way. So, you know, depends on if you're using organic or synthetic fertilizer. The 15-5-10 ratio is what you'll want to put out this time of year. If you're using a synthetic fertilizer, that's the quick green up analysis for the spring fertilizers.
Okay.
If you're going organic, I would use one of the MicroLife products. The MicroLife 624 would be a good general fertilizer that should do great for zoysia.
Okay. All righty. And it's okay to use the MicroLife right now?
Yeah. It's a little bit early, in my opinion. But,
okay.
You don't want the grass to start growing yet because
we're still going to have
chances are we're still going to get some cold weather. So if it warms up for 10 days, the grass thinks it's spring, puts out a lot of new growth, and we get a freeze, it's going to kind of set it back.
Yeah.
So I just, tap the brakes just a little bit and do it in mid-February.
You can go and buy it and have it ready for when that task is coming along.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because, our lawns and landscaping, they really have to be on top of it, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Confused about the weather. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. Citia and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. Aquatexwater.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. We have had a great show this morning, all sorts of questions, and we so appreciate you listening and calling in, getting everybody's to-do lists, sort of making that list, and we'll be checking it off as the weeks go on because we are going to be approaching spring, but let's cross our fingers that we get through any freeze coming up. So, Joey, we had talked about the freezes. And, we're saying, okay, kind of hang on, don't give up on these plants. But if somebody sees and we get in the next week or so and they notice that definitely a plant, you go and you wiggle it and it comes up, okay, we know it's dead.
Right.
Right?
It's yeah, a lot of the tropicals are going to fit that description, hibiscus and mandevillas, allamanda, axora.
Right. Right.
Things like that.
Now, if we replace them, maybe we want to, one, either replace them and put them in a pot so we could move them in the garage, or is any amount of covering and protection going to help those if we plant them in the ground?
the more you cover, the more it's going to protect. You know, okay. It depends on how cold it gets.
Right.
Mainly.
So just be ready with those tropicals, right?
Right. And, you know, a lot of times people think of those as an annual anyway. You know, they don't mind replacing them because they do have great color and, you know, nice, big, beautiful blooms.
Right.
So they're worth, you know, the trouble to replace them every couple of years. Or, you know, sometimes they last for 5 or 8, 10 years.
Right, right.
But
depending on where they are. I mean, and like you said, you know, the freezes are different. Every freeze is not treated equally.
Yep, yep.
You know, we had the protection of the snow the last time, and we had the awful wind this time.
Yeah, that we did. If you plant tropicals on the south side of the house where they're protected from the north wind, that also helps a lot.
Yeah. So is there a hibiscus that you would recommend to somebody that might be a little hardier?
There are things called hardy hibiscus. There's lots of different varieties of them nowadays. They still go dormant in the wintertime, but they'll come back from the from below the ground level from the roots pretty consistently.
So look for those, the hardy hibiscus. And you had told the caller earlier about her azaleas that she should hang on. That the azaleas, they like this Houston weather.
Yeah, things are just now starting to show little bitty leaves, like even the ligustrum that took a hit this year where they didn't last time. I noticed they're starting to show signs of a little bit of new growth coming out. So
okay, so let's be patient.
Be patient. Do the scratch test. And you know, if there's no green on it, then you can go to plan B and you know, think about what you're going to replace it with. But if there is green, I'd give it some time and see what they do.
Yeah. The scratch test and the wiggle test, I guess, right?
Yep.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.